Mark. Come on, Daddy. Come on.
Yeah, okay. We got two microphones, don't we? Phone up and you can hold the other one. We'll hang this one over here, okay?
I want to have that.
Well, you use that one, okay?
All right.
Let's put it.
Okay. Step over. All right, let's pick up this microphone, Jim. Here, Jim.
All right.
We'll make the recording over here. You pick up the microphone and sit on the couch, okay?
All right.
Atta boy. Shall I put it around you?
No.
Oh, you want to hold it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear that song. What's the name of that pretty song you wrote? Don't eat the microphone. What's the name of that song you wrote, Jim?
I wrote Blitant.
Would you like to sing it for us?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Once. Hmm? I would know.
No, Mommy and I would like to hear it on tape. Wouldn't you sing it for us?
I want to hear it on tape.
Well, you got to sing it first, sweetie.
Blitant.
Sing it louder. Come on, sing the whole song. Oh, you hold the microphone and sing it. Hold the microphone.
Look what I put it on.
Well, let's sing the song through, huh?
What is it on? Is Blitant on?
Well, you should sing a little bit more of it. Careful. Sing a little more. You just sing a little more Blitant, and then we'll listen to it.
No.
Oh, you got to put it on the taper. You got to... Sing it into the microphone.
All right, Blitant.
Well, sing more.
No, that's more.
That's more?
Yeah.
All right, just a minute.
Where are we going to sing it, honey? Where are we going to sing it, Jim?
Over there, by you.
Here?
Yes.
Well, I can't sing it by myself. Jimmy Doblin has to sing it with me.
Don't sing the song with Mommy. Why don't you sing... What are you going to sing, Mommy? Go over by Mommy, sweet.
No!
Go over and tell Mommy about Mrs. Hootie Tootie.
Mrs. Hootie Tootie, Mommy.
Go over and tell her the story.
Will you tell me about Mrs. Hootie Tootie or Mrs. Here and There? Well, come over. Let's hear it.
Oh, over by Mommy. Finish telling us the story, honey.
One a penny, two a penny.
I forgot that.
Jenny, be careful. You'll knock everything over. Arnold.
Jim?
What?
One a penny, two a penny.
So there was Mrs. Hootie Tootie, and she said, if you don't put a nickel in the machine, I'll squirt frosting all over you. Is that right? Is that the way the story, is that what Mrs. Here and There said?
Yeah.
Jimmy, no.
What color did the frosty machine squirt frosting?
Frosting up the cake and cookies.
You have over here, Jim? What are all the books? Tell me about what books you have.
I like Mrs.
Hootie Tootie. Is that Mrs. Hootie Tootie?
No. No, this is here and there.
Would you like to, would you like me to read to you? All right, you bring it over here. Other one. Okay, you want to sit on my lap?
No, I'll sit on here.
All right. And we're going to read about Mrs. Here and There.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Mrs. Hootie Tootie.
Here and There.
Where are you going? I thought you were going to listen to the story. All right. There once was a very fussy old lady named Mrs.
There.
She got this funny name because she was always
fussing about fussing about there.
Right. Mrs. Here and There owned a little corner
bakery shop
where she baked some very delicious
cookies and pies, rolls,
and tarts and cakes.
Tarts and cakes, yes.
The smells that came through the bakery window and out into the street were very good and made everyone who came by the bakery want to stop and
buy something.
Jeannie and Joe were two little children who lived down the block. They loved to stand and watch Mrs. Here and There trot around in her kitchen fixing
sweet things.
They would stand outside the bakery window on their tiptoes so they could see the big shiny machines that Mrs. Here and There used. They liked one machine best. It was the white one that
was the frosting of the cake.
Sometimes the frosting was
pink.
And sometimes it was
yellow.
And sometimes it was
green.
After the frosting was on the little round cakes, Mrs. Here and There would drop some coconut or
chocolate that are old machines on it.
On the fresh frosted cookie, she would put
peppermint
and raisins.
And
oh, how I'd love to have just one of those cookies, said Jeannie. I'd like to eat one of those little round cakes with the pink icing, Joe said. But neither Jeannie nor Joe had a
nickel
to buy one of the good things that sat inside the bakery window. Mrs. Here and There was much too busy to notice the two hungry little children. She kept running about fixing more and more things that Jeannie and Joe would love to
thanks.
Finally, Joe got an idea. He tapped on the window. Oh, Mrs. Here and There, he called. Yes, what is it, she snapped as she slid the window up and popped her head out. Do you need any errands? Run? If you do, Jeannie and I will do them, and then we can have one of your cookies, maybe, Joe said carefully. No, I don't need any errands, Run. Now you two children go along and don't stand outside my window anymore. If you want cookies, you'll have to pay for them with
money.
Bang went the window, and Mrs. Here and There started bustling about as if nothing had happened.
Nothing had happened?
Oh dear, said Jeannie. Now we made her mad and she'll
never like us.
Let's go home, answered Joe. The very next day, Jeannie and Joe were coming home from
school.
They were very tired and Joe's stomach was growling. How does Joe's stomach growl, Jim?
He's hungry.
But how does it sound when it growls?
It growls like a balloon.
Like a balloon.
Rock balloon. It's yours. It's rock a balloon.
Rock a balloon.
Rock a balloon. Rock a balloon. Over here.
Do you think we dare go by Mrs. Here and There's window today? He asked Jeannie. Well, if we are very quiet and we just walk by the window, I think it will be all right, she answered. So Jeannie and Joe went
around the corner
and started to walk by Mrs. Here and There's
bakery.
Then they saw something they had never seen before. Look, yelled Jeannie. When Joe looked in, he saw their favorite machine.
The frosting machine.
Squirting frosting, but the frosting wasn't going on the cookies and cakes. It was going all
over Mrs. Here and There's kitchen.
And all
over Mrs.
And there herself.
Yeah.
In a minute. It looks so funny to see Mrs. Here and There jumping around with white and yellow and blue frosting all over her, that Jeannie and Joe began to laugh. Mrs. Here and There couldn't turn the machine off, though. It kept squirting the pretty frosting, and a fussy lady was becoming more and more upset. Ruby, just turn that intercom down for 1 minute. I think the microphone's interfering with it. Okay. It's okay. It was the microphone reacting with the intercom. Joe couldn't help thinking it was very, very funny. But he stopped laughing long enough to think how he could help the... Quickly, he opened the bakery window and climbed inside. All the while, Mrs. Here and There was getting covered with more and more... Joe felt around the cord, and then he pulled the plug of the big white frosting machine out of... Shocker. What did he do to the machine?
Plug it out of the shocker.
Oh. Oh, thank you, sighed Mrs. Here and There, wiping the frosting from her face with a...
Towel.
I certainly was...
It's a mess.
I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come along. Just then, Mrs. Here and There glanced outside and saw Jeannie. Why, you're the children I told to stay away from the window. Now I'm glad you didn't. Mrs. Here and There smiled and asked Jeannie to come in. Children deserve a reward, she said.
How would you like some of my...
Oh, boy, shouted Joe. We'd love some, cried Jeannie. Mrs. Here and There took a big... Frog from under her counter and filled it with white and yellow and I think you children deserve some pies and rolls too, she said, lifting up a steaming hot apple pie. Mrs. Here and There handed the filled cake box to Jimmy, we don't do that. Jim, stop messing up the books. Don't wait until my frosting machine breaks to come and see me again. Come anytime, she called. Thank you, Mrs. Here and There. We will, answered Jeannie and Joe as a...
Down.
Very good.
Are we going to turn off the tape machine
now? Okay.